Task 1. You are meeting with your colleagues about some performance results and plans for TV programs. Listen to the conversation and write the information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Good morning, everyone. This is going to be a short meeting. We're going to talk about three things. Firstly, some latest marketing results. Secondly, decisions made about the next season's promotion focus. And lastly, your suggestions for new programs. Anna is here to help take notes and also give us a brief summary of the latest marketing results. Thanks, Anna.
No problem.
Okay then, Anna. Let's start with your summary.
Thanks, Mr. Lee. My part is going to be brief. There are two main points from the marketing report. The first one is on viewership. The good news is that viewership has increased by 3% in the last year, but much lower than the previous year, which was 7%.
A 3% increase?
Yes, but not as good as the previous year. The second result is on advertising income. It is reported that advertising income is down by 2%. Although 2% doesn't seem much, the marketing team said they didn't expect a fall, so it was a disappointment for them.
Thanks, Anna. Okay. The next item on the agenda is our promotion focus for the next season. David, you were at the marketing meeting the other day, weren't you?
Yes. There are four types of programmes we will focus our promotion on next season.
What are they?
Cartoons, sports and fitness, short documentaries, and travel and food.
OK. And what is their order of priority?
The marketing team suggests that travel and food should be our top priority. Travel and food programs are always popular, and they earn a lot of advertising income. Our second priority is sports and fitness programs. Short documentaries are the third focus, and the last one is cartoons.
Anna, did you get the order?
Yes, travel and food first. Sports and fitness second, short documentaries third, and the last one is cartoons.
Right. Let's turn to the suggestions for new programmes. Before giving your suggestions, let me remind you that attracting viewers is as important as upholding the mission of our company. That is, promoting education, healthy lifestyle, and cultural understanding. David, you've got a suggestion, right?
Yes. My suggestion is a game show on environment and health.
Why a game show?
According to research, it is easier for people to remember important information through games and quizzes.
Okay. Come to think of it, it's true. I tend to remember better important information that I got from games and quizzes. And the topic is on environment and health. It fits our company's mission to promote living a healthy lifestyle. OK, Eva, what's your suggestion?
My suggestion is producing a comedy.
A comedy? Why? And what is the main theme of the comedy?
The reason for producing a comedy is because it is always a popular genre. All our comedies score very high viewer ratings.
Okay, And what is the general theme of your comedy?
The main theme will be about people's poor behaviour. I have chosen people's poor behaviour as the theme because in recent years, people's poor behaviour has sparked a lot of arguments on social media. I think rather than lecturing, we should use jokes. According to research, humour and jokes help us understand a problem better.
Yes, I agree. It is much easier for us to see and understand problems through jokes, whether they are about our behavioural problems or society's problems. We tend to be more objective and rational. Eva, I like your suggestion very much.
Thanks.
OK, now let's move on to the timeline of producing the new programmes.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.